Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Anger erupts at Saudi execution. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest the Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister Sunday ordered all Iranian diplomats to leave the country within 48 hours. The diplomatic crisis began Saturday when Saudi officials announced the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Al-Nimr was a prominent Shiite who had voiced criticism of Saudi Arabia's royal family. He was convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges. Earlier on Sunday, Iran's supreme leader said Saudi Arabia will face divine vengeance for its execution of al-Nimr. Five suicide bombers from the Islamic State group attacked an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad Sunday. Officials say at least 12 security force members were killed, 20 were wounded. A local official says unidentified militants attempted to storm the Indian consulate in the Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif on Sunday. He said the gunmen fired rockets from a building under construction at the consulate, prompting a gunfight between security forces and the assailants. No details about casualties. The United States is criticizing Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017, calling it deeply disappointing. The State Department said Mr. Kagame is, in its words, ignoring an opportunity to solidify democratic institutions in Rwanda. Last month, the country voted in a referendum to change the constitution to allow Mr. Kagame to run. This is VOA News.